Good afternoon, and welcome to the 2016 Sullivan Brothers Award of Valor Ceremony. I'm Roxanne Ryan, the Commissioner of Public Safety. We thank all of you for joining us today as we recognize and honor some heroic Iowans for the work that they have done as first responders. You probably recognize the longest serving governor in the United States, who is joining us today as well, Governor Terry Branstad. I'll introduce him in a few minutes to make some remarks. But let's begin by recognizing any veterans that we may have in the audience, any law enforcement officers or retirees who have joined us today. Those of you who are seated, please stand if you can, and we'll recognize all of you. We thank all of you for your service and your sacrifice that you've made for our country. We also want to recognize the families of those veterans and the law enforcement officers and retirees who are here today, because we know that the families also share in that service and sacrifice for the country. So those of you who are family members, please stand and we'll recognize you as well. Thank you. Let me begin by introducing the 2016 Sullivan Brothers Award of Valor Review Committee. That includes Mark Weidman of the State Fire Marshal's Office in the Iowa Department of Public Safety, Jeremy Logan, who is the chief in Olwine, Lonnie Polkrovic from Johnson County, who was not able to be here today, Rick Rowe, the Clive Fire Chief, Dave Zimpel, the past president of the Iowa Firefighters Association, Nancy Kintner, who is an amazing volunteer from the Red Cross, and Alex Murphy, who is our public information officer in the Department of Public Safety. I also have the pleasure of serving on that committee with all of these members. The committee members devote their valuable hours in reviewing each and every nomination. They make a final decision about which nominees qualify for the award, and we appreciate all of their time and effort, and I would ask that we also have a round of applause for all of them. Let me begin the ceremony with a little background about the namesakes for the Sullivan Brothers Award. There were five Sullivan Brothers from Waterloo. They enlisted and served together in the Navy in World War II. George, Frank, Joe, Matt, and Al, all of whom were in their 20s, served together on the USS Juno in the Guadalcanal Naval Battle in the fall of 1942. All five brothers were killed when the USS Juno was struck by two Japanese torpedoes. The Governor's Award of Valor, which was originally established in 1977, was renamed the Sullivan Brothers Award of Valor in order to recognize the heroic efforts of first responders. This award recognizes peace officers and firefighters who, while serving in their official capacity, distinguish themselves by the performance of an heroic act in excess of normal demands of police or fire service when the person was fully aware of the threat to his or her own personal safety. This award is very special, and the nominees have to meet very strict guidelines. The peace officers and firefighters often go above and beyond of what we expect of other people. These awards of valor are designed to recognize those who go beyond the usual and are particularly heroic as first responders. Background investigations are completed on all of the nominations, and then the review committee, representing both fire service and law enforcement, reviews the nominations and the investigation in order to determine whether the nominee meets the standards that are set for that award. As Commissioner of Public Safety, it is my honor to work with many of these dedicated individuals who devote their lives to protecting the safety of every person in Iowa. This award ceremony takes that dedication and bravery to a new level. It is inspiring to hear about the actions that each of these award winners took to save another person's life without regard to their own personal danger, and it is an honor to be able to recognize them today. It is now my privilege to introduce Governor Terry Branstad. Governor Branstad was born, raised, and educated in Iowa. He's a native of Leland, Iowa, and a proud military veteran. He was first elected to the Iowa House in 1972 and became Lieutenant Governor the year after this award was created, and he was first elected Governor of Iowa in 1983. He has now served the people of Iowa as Governor longer than anyone else in the United States. He and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds visit every county in the state every year, and they probably know more about Iowa than anybody else. So it is my honor to introduce Governor Terry Branstad.
Thank you. Commissioner Roxanne Ryan, thank you for that very nice introduction, and thank you for your leadership of the Department of Public Safety. I want to say this is probably the biggest turnout we've ever had for this event. I'm pleased to see so many uniformed officers here. I want to personally just say thanks to all the people that saw extra duty because of the flooding we've had in the last month. We've had a lot of our Highway Patrol, National Guard, Fire Service, and many others, first responders that responded to the floods we had, and we had one non-flood related death in Cedar Rapids of a 13-year-old girl that was a tragic accident, but we had none related to the flooding, and I think that's a really tribute to the professionalism and the great work of the local elected officials and all the first responders and people that participated. It is a great privilege for me to attend this Sullivan Brothers Award of Valor ceremony and also the Historic Valor Awards awards that we're going to be giving out for the first time this year. I want to congratulate the award recipients, their families, and friends who are present with us today. I commend the historic actions that these individuals have displayed. We are inspired by these individuals because they set such an outstanding example for all of us. There are honorable people working throughout our state in cities and towns of all sizes that put the needs of their community first and their personal well-being second. They continue to serve with distinction and valor, and we are very proud of them. I've always believed that our first responders and those serving in public safety across Iowa play a very critical role in protecting the people of Iowa, and we're one of the safest states in the country as a result. Today's ceremony is an opportunity for us who are thankful to say we appreciate you and we recognize the extraordinary service and valor that you have shown in your communities and the positive impact you've had on the lives of so many other people. Whether they are normal everyday duties or going above and beyond those duties that are required that we recognize today, the citizens of Iowa are grateful and are very appreciative of these people that are receiving the awards. For I want to say thank you to each of the award recipients. What each of you has done is nothing short of heroic. That's why the committee has recommended you for this award. And we want to just say we're proud of you, and we are appreciative, and we know you're going to keep up the good work. So on behalf of the very great people of this wonderful state, I'm proud to say thank you and keep up the great work. Thank you very much.
Now let me introduce the award recipients for the Sullivan Brothers Award. Lieutenant Dennis Merka, the Fort Dodge Police Department, Officer Nathan Eldridge, the Fort Dodge Police Department, and Trooper Matt Imers, Iowa State Patrol, District 7. On the morning of Saturday, December 12th, 2015, the Webster County Telecommunications Center received a call of a distressed man on the Union Pacific Railroad Bridge that spans the Des Moines River Basin in Fort Dodge. The High Trestle Bridge is more than 100 feet tall in the middle, and it's more than 2,000 feet long. This particular morning, it was 35 degrees with a steady wind blowing through the river valley with the wind chill in the mid-20s and a light dusting of snow and frost on the bridge. Lieutenant Merka was the first to arrive and make contact with the subject. The subject was very distraught and making repeated threats to jump off the bridge and commit suicide. Several minutes later, Officer Eldridge arrived on the scene and made his way out onto the bridge with the others. Both were unable to get the individual off of the bridge, so they requested an Iowa State Patrol crisis negotiator. Trooper Matthew Imers arrived approximately an hour after the incident started. Trooper Imers made his way out onto the bridge with the other officers. The cold conditions made this difficult for the officers and for the subject involved, but the talks between the officers and the subject continued for some time. The efforts were made to get the subject to move to the center of the bridge in hopes of either restraining him or getting him to agree to come off of the bridge and get some mental health assistance. The officers demonstrated immense patience in very difficult conditions. About 3 hours and 40 minutes later, after the first officer had arrived on the scene, the subject agreed to come with the officers off the bridge. As he was walking off of the bridge, he turned and ran away from the officers toward the edge of the bridge. In this area, the bridge is approximately 40 feet in the air. The subject attempted to jump from the bridge, and without regard to personal safety, Officer Eldridge pursued the subject. As the subject jumped off the bridge, Officer Eldridge dove for him and grabbed him around the torso as the subject went over the bridge. The subject was 5'8" and 250 pounds. The weight of that person began to pull Officer Eldridge over the edge of the bridge. Regardless, he did not let go of that man. At that moment, Trooper Imers lunged toward the edge and grabbed Officer Eldridge. The weight of the man continued to pull the two officers over the edge. Lieutenant Merka lunged onto the other two officers and was able to stabilize them from going over the edge. A short time later, the subject ultimately slipped from the grasp of Officer Eldridge and fell to the ground below. Fortunately, his injuries were not fatal. Though he suffered some significant injuries, he is still alive today, recovering from his physical injuries and treating his mental health issues. All of the officers involved stated their natural fear of heights. These three men were nominated by Fort Dodge Police Chief Kevin Doty and Iowa State Patrol District 7 Lieutenant Kelly Heineman. And we are very proud to be able to present the Award of Valor to these three men. Next, we honor Captain Derek Brown, the Cedar Falls Fire and Rescue, Firefighter Shane Farmer of the Cedar Falls Fire Rescue, Firefighter TJ Taylor, the Cedar Falls Fire and Rescue, and Firefighter Troy Purdy, also of the Cedar Falls Fire Rescue. On February 7th, 2016, about 11:42 p.m., Cedar Falls Fire Rescue was dispatched to 2508 Union Road, Lot 111, for a residential fire with people possibly trapped. Cedar Falls Fire Rescue responded with 7 firefighters. When Captain Derek Brown arrived on scene, he confirmed with dispatch that there were people trapped inside. Captain Brown made the decision to perform search and rescue operations with his crew. Police officers on scene informed Captain Brown that a mother and two children were at the back of the home. Captain Brown and firefighter Shane Farmer entered the home through the burning door without a hose line and began an oriented search with zero visibility. Upon entering, Captain Brown heard a voice towards the front of the home. At this time, Captain Brown and firefighter Farmer separated, knowing that there may be victims both in the front and the back of the home. Shortly thereafter, firefighters T.J. Taylor and Troy Purdy arrived on scene, and they knocked down the fire at the front door and entered the home with a hose line to assist with the search operations. Visibility was still zero due to the heavy smoke conditions. Firefighters Farmer, Taylor, and Purdy all reached the back bedroom of the home and could hear a child. In less than a minute, these firefighters were able to locate the young child in a bathroom with the door closed. Firefighter Taylor quickly grabbed the child and exited the home following the hose line. Firefighters Farmer and Purdy remained in the bedroom under zero visibility to continue searching. Firefighter Purdy located a crib with a child laying in it. Both Purdy and Farmer worked to remove the child. While all of this was happening, Captain Brown had found the mother of the children in the front bedroom trying to escape. She was unable to do so because of the disorienting smoke conditions. Captain Brown quickly decided to remove the mother through the bedroom window. He broke the window and cleared out all of the glass before handing her out of the window to other firefighters and paramedics. It took these four men less than a minute and a half from arriving on scene to safely removing the three victims from that burning home. The three family members have since made a full recovery. These men were nominated by former Cedar Falls Deputy Director of Public Safety, John Schilling, Cedar Falls Fire Rescue Captain Josh Lux, and Cedar Falls Fire Rescue Battalion Chief Kurt Hildebrand. We would ask them to come forward and be recognized with the award of valor. This year, we're implementing a new award very similar to the Sullivan Brothers Award of Valor. The Sullivan Brothers Award is based on recent acts of heroism occurring during the previous year. But there are other first responders who also have performed similar heroic acts in the past, but who were not recognized. For that reason, a new award has been developed, the Historic Valor Award. The Historic Valor Award will be presented to peace officers, firefighters, and any first responders that have performed the same heroic acts as are required for the Sullivan Brothers Award of Valor, but their heroic actions can take place any time before the previous fiscal year. This new award allows us to recognize those who have performed these same heroic acts that were not formally recognized in the past. This year, we have three recipients to recognize with these awards. First, Noel Harlan from Keosauqua. On September 14th, 2014, while Noel Harlan, Keosauqua Fire Chief, was mowing, he noticed smoke filling up his yard. He immediately called 911 to request the rest of the fire department to respond. Harlan lives near Golden Furrow, a fertilizer application plant. After calling the fire department, Harlan went to see where the smoke was coming from, and that's when he noticed Max Wellborn lying on the back of a trailer. His pants were completely burned off from the waist down. Wellborn had been cutting scrap metal at Golden Furrow when his pants became fully engulfed in flames. When Harlan arrived to help Wellborn, Wellborn was conscious, and Harlan called for an ambulance. Wellborn survived, but he had both legs amputated above the knee and also endured multiple skin grafts because of the surgeries required. For that reason, we are giving Noel Harlan the Historic Valor Award. Next, former Deputy Sheriff David Ellich from the Delaware County Sheriff's Office. And Jean Gross, the widow of the late Duncan Gross, who was a former deputy sheriff in Delaware County as well. On November 6th of 1981, David Ellich and Duncan Gross, both deputies with the Delaware County Sheriff's Office, responded to a disturbance in rural Delaware County where a dangerous armed suspect took refuge in a wooded area. Resisting arrest, the assailant fired five rounds from his .357 Magnum at David Ellich, striking him once in the abdomen and once in the foot. Deputy Ellich's life was spared in no small measure by the decisive actions taken by Duncan Gross to disarm the suspect and render life-saving assistance to his fallen comrade. Both Gross and Ellich survived the event. Gross eventually retired from law enforcement and has since passed away. Ellich eventually went on to become a Department of Natural Resources officer, and he has since retired after a lengthy and honorable career. For those reasons, they are granted the Historic Valor Award. Congratulations to all of these award winners, and thank you to all of you for your outstanding efforts. If you know of someone whose bravery should be recognized with one of these awards, please let us know or visit our website so that you can submit the application next year for these awards. We want to thank everyone for coming today to share in the honor and the bravery of all of these recipients. And we would ask that the family and friends of the recipients please stick around so that we can take some pictures after the ceremony is over. Let's give all of these recipients one last round of applause. Thanks for coming, and we'll see you next year.